Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 86 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my sick brother. Hey, sick boy.
And not the good kind of sick either, like Zack Ryder would say. Not that kind of sick.
No. Unfortunately, my real life brother, sick brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, before we jump into this show, I wanted to start the show off with something that came about this past week. About a month ago, I received a DM from a gentleman who inherited some of his brother's figure collection. And I didn't ask him how he inherited it. I didn't know if it was a touchy subject. It's one of those I was, you know, it could be personal. I didn't want to go into it. But anyways, I asked him what figures he had, and he kind of told me, and he says, are there any you're looking for? And I said, well, kind of looking for the Blue Bloods and Harlem Heat and Purple. And he says, well, I do have the Blue Bloods, but I kind of want to keep them. And I said, okay, that's fine, you know. And he goes, I do have Harlem Heat and Purple. And I was like, okay. I said, well, let us know what you like. You know, we'll pay you for them. We'll trade, whatever. I didn't hear from him or anything. So I decided, I was like, oh, okay, I guess he's going to hold on to them. So I didn't think anything of it. I heard from him again. He says, what's your address? I'd like to send you the Blue Bloods. And I was like, oh, okay. So I gave him my address. I told him, I said, you know, let me know what I can do for you. You know, do you want me to pay for shipping? Anything, you know? And he says, no, it's just, I want to give this to you. So when he sent the Blue Bloods over to us, and by the way, his name is Zach. Zach, thank you so much for the Blue Bloods. There was a letter that came from Zach that accompanied the Blue Bloods. And I'm going to go into it. So he said, gentlemen, enclosed, please find the Figures Incorporated Blue Bloods. It is my pleasure to share these with you, as I know they will be appreciated and taken care of. They belong to my brother, who lost his battle with stomach cancer in 2012. He was a lifelong collector and would have been bananas about your podcast. When you guys had Marty DeRosa on, I tweeted that listening to it, it was like listening to my brother, Sam Thompson, speak with three voices. Initially, we exchanged Twitter messages. I was going to hang on to these, and I'm such a regal mark, but last week I was struck very suddenly with the feeling I needed to give these to you. I believe that Sam wants you to have them, not to get all crossing over on you. Enjoy and keep up the good work. Hashtag Fig Life. Sincerely, Zach. That really threw me back when I received these, dude. I didn't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's hard to put into words what that letter did. I mean, you sent me that and I read it and I got kind of choked up and went downstairs, read it to my wife, and she did the same thing. It's extremely touching, and it's hard to put into words exactly how this made me feel. And I know how it made you feel, but believe me, this is without a doubt the favorite piece in our shared collection now. Just the meaning behind it. I can't thank you enough, Zach, for sending that in. It will be cherished. It will be prized. Every time that I'm at Jeff's house, I'm going to kind of walk by and look at it, and just amazing. Again, it's hard to put into words my feelings about this, but I just want to say thank you, Zach. This will definitely be a very, very prized part of Jeff and my shared collection.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be redoing my figure wall, and these figures will be hung up on the wall. And as this came in, you and I started talking, and I think your wife and I both had the same idea at the same time. The show will be dedicated to Sam in Sam's memory. So anyways, the show is dedicated to Sam Thompson.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing that I think would be pretty cool is if maybe next year in NOLA, if Bobby Eaton is doing any signings, and we're able to get some access tickets and William Regal's there, I think this would be a great piece to get signed and maybe share the story with those guys and just kind of fill them in, let them know what's up with that piece And I just think that would be a very fitting tribute.
Absolutely. So, Zach, thank you very much. Again, these are going to be cherished. These are going to be hung up on the wall, displayed proudly.
Thank you, Zach.
So, again, thank you again. Scott, this show, it's going to be news, nostalgia, and a listener segment. You don't have a secret question because we have so many audio questions to get to.
See, that's what I like. When the listeners jump to my aid and throw us a bunch of questions, and my secret questions get tossed right out the window. I love it.
They are tossed out the window this week. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. And Scott, like I said last week, I was going to read one a week, one review a week. And I'm going to read our first one right now.
Let's make sure. Is it a 5-star?
It is a 5-star. All of them are 5-stars.
Then it's readable. Proceed.
So I'm going to go back to the very first one and just kind of go down the list week by week. So this one came in from Sue666.
Evil.
Sue is the number of the beast, I guess? I don't know.
I like it.
S-I-O-U-X-666.
Oh.
So this is...
Evil Indian tribe.
I guess so.
Awesome.
The Slayer fan, maybe?
Possibly. Iron Maiden fan, even better.
So this was sent in 1 year ago. If you're into collecting wrestling figures, this is the podcast for you. You will be hard-pressed to find two dudes who know more about wrestling figures than these guys.
Not really, but that's okay. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the compliment, Sue666.
Thank you, Sue.
You can email us any audio questions like we have tonight, or any questions at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, I know you're not feeling well. Do you want me to go in my toy spot in first?
I don't have much, so I'll go ahead so you can kind of hit the home run. This will be the traditional baseball bloop and a blast. I'll provide the bloop, you provide the blast. So I did the usual Walmart, looking for the retros, looking for the new TNFs, came up empty. But I've been seeing, and you've been seeing on Twitter, that Marshalls has started carrying WWE Elite figures.
Yep.
So Wednesday, I'm at work, and Shannon was at work, but she only worked a half day that day. So I text her, and I'm like, hey, you know, it wouldn't suck if when you get off work, if you could run to Marshalls and just see if they happen to have any Elites. Well, she had to go that way anyway, so she ran over to Marshalls, sent me a pic of a Sami Zayn Elite 51. And I'm like, oh, and she's like, they have four of them. I'm like, damn it, is that all? And then what follows that up? A pick of AJ Elite 51.
Nice.
With a beautiful price tag on the front of $7.99. So, of course, I text back all in caps, yes, please, and any others that they might have on the pegs of AJ. Well, they only had the one, so she just scooped up that one. So I guess they only had five. They had four CMEs and one AJ. So she did bring the AJ home, which was awesome. Love when my wife does that. And today I had to go out to Modesto to help a coworker. And on my way back from Modesto, I stopped at Toys R Us, did a quick little toy spotting run in there because I had to get back to work. They did not have the TJP. They only had, I think the newest network exclusive that they had was the Dean Ambrose with the Money in the Bank and the world title or the WWE title. And nothing else to report. They did not have the ring with Goldberg. Pretty much dry. Not much to report from there. They did have a couple of the Diva dolls. I did scope those out. Didn't pick any up. But yeah, it came up dry at Toys R Us. But yeah, the big news this week was AJ51 is now in my collection.
Nice, dude. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We didn't do toy spotting over the weekend, over the three-day weekend. It was so hot out here, dude, that literally if we locked up the house, we would have basically, it would have fried our dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was ridiculously hot.
Yeah, for the first time ever, it was hotter in San Francisco at 106 than it was in Phoenix, Arizona, which was 100.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, dude. So anyways, the heat was just ridiculous out here. And we don't have any air conditioning out here because our air conditioning is usually the Pacific Ocean. Well, or the Bay. Our air conditioning was broken on Saturday and Sunday. So,
ugh.
Yeah, it was disgusting. But we... Celeste and I kind of looked at each other and said, well, it looks like we're in for the weekend because there was no way we were leaving the house and locking up the windows with all the dogs here.
Right.
So anyways, we didn't do any toy spotting over the weekend. Before I did leave work on Friday for the 3-day weekend. I did receive the AJ Styles gray and black.
Oh, nice. From Figures Toy Company.
Yep. $12.99. Picked that, swooped that up quick. And it was actually here quick too. It was here in like within 2 or 3 days.
Nice. It's a great figure.
Yep. It was awesome. And so anyways, didn't do any toy spotting. And then today, before we recorded, the editor stopped by Dublin Toys R Us and she picked up TJP with the Cruiserweight title and the Cruiserweight Classic medal.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, I got that. And then she ended up picking me up the Dean Ambrose because I really like that Dean Ambrose. I think that's a really good figure.
It's the best one that they've done.
It is. And it's very plentiful, but I really wanted it because it's the best Dean Ambrose they've done.
Yeah, I think it'd look great signed as well.
With that fat DA.
Yeah, with that fat DA. Yeah, no, I saw quite a few of them at the Toys R Us in Modesto today, too. I think they had about 10 to 12 of them. Definitely one that's on my list. It is one of the better Dean Ambrose figures that they've come out with.
Yeah, exactly. And so anyway, she scooped that up for me in the TJP. I was actually going to wait for the Dean to go on sale.
Yeah.
And the editor just was like, oh, I'm going to grab it since I'm here. So she did.
Nice. And you got TJP. That's killer, dude. Because that one just started coming out.
Oh, and one other thing. So FIO Toys, Bane's little side thing, had a free Funko Pop giveaway, and it was a Harley Quinn.
Uh-huh.
And so Celeste goes, FIO Toys is giving away a Harley Quinn Funko Pop. And I forget what the rules was. It was like retweet, follow type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did. And she won.
Oh, nice. She got a Harley Quinn Pop.
She got a Harley Quinn Pop. It's really cool.
Sweet.
So I was happy for her. Man, I wish you could have seen the excitement that was coming off her face when she won it. She goes,
so
cool. Oh my God, I won it. And Bane was like happy for her. He's like, holy crap, this is awesome.
look at you guys are lucky lately, man. You won that Macho Man off of that Facebook page. And now Celeste gets the Harley Quinn Pop.
I won that Macho Man defining moment from Austin on Facebook. I forget what the wrestling figure... Oh, I'm drawing a blank right now. I apologize. I'm drawing a blank. I belong to so many wrestling figure Facebook pages that I'm losing track.
Yeah, you and I both have started joining a bunch of them lately, and I'm starting to lose track also.
Yeah, so I won that. Super stoked about winning that, dude. Finally, I was able to open one because I said I would open.
Well, technically, you didn't open one.
Do you want to go into the story regarding that?
Well, everybody knows your hesitancy with opening the Macho Man defining moment, even though you had two of them. And so you won that one in the auction or in the giveaway on that Facebook group. And next thing I know, I'm getting a text message from Celeste and it's a video of her just like shredding the box open, getting that Macho Man out. And I was cracking up. I was like looking at me at his girlfriend do it.
So I do want to say the one that was cracked open was not the one the gentleman, his name is Austin, sent to me, because the one that Austin sent to me was in pristine condition. And I was like, I can't crack that box open. And even when he packed it, it was just laced in bubble wrap. It was, you know, well protected. It was awesome. So
nice.
I was like, well, I'm going to pick through the other two that I found at Walmart and then see which one has the most dings and then take that one and crack that one open. And that's what I did.
There you go. Yeah, I've still got mine. I haven't even cracked it open yet. I've got the two sitting there. I just need to figure out which box is crappier, and the crappier one gets opened.
Scott, we've got a little bit of news. What do you say we hit that up?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, in the news this week, as previously said, TJP started popping up at Toys R Us this past week.
Yep, another network exclusive.
And the editor was able to snag him for me today. She said it looked like they just cracked open the case. She said because there was a few of them, like they had just been put out on the shelf.
Do you think this one's going to be a peg warmer?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because it is a new guy. It's not a Dean. It's not a Roman. It's a new guy. It comes with the very first Cruiserweight belt, and it has the medal. So I think people will be able to find him. I just don't think it will be a shelf warmer like Dean, like Mr. McMahon, like Undertaker, anyone like that.
Stone Cold.
Or Stone Cold. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, actually, technically not Stone Cold. Steve Austin.
The Ringmaster.
Yes. I tend to agree with you, but I could see this one because, like you mentioned, it's the first with the Cruiserweight title. I can see those belt stealers coming in.
No, I know. That's what's killing me. And the editor was making sure that all belts were intact. She was checking.
Yeah, and I don't know how easy it's going to be to do the figure swap thing, but I just fear that happening with this TJP. And here's another example of a first time in the line getting an elite.
Yep, exactly.
Pretty cool.
Speaking of Toys R Us, Scott, bad news broke this week that Toys R Us is contemplating filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah, it's a sad day, man. We have so many good memories of toy hunting and having great success in toy hunting. Well, you just told a story about Celeste having great success at Toys R Us. Man, yeah. That's really going to change the game if Toys R Us goes under. That's really going to suck. It's another brick and mortar store just gone.
Yep.
You know, and that leaves you with pretty much Walmart and Target.
So that made me sad. They're hiring a firm to come in and help them kind of budget the books. They're in debt.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yep.
I can't remember the exact dollar amount, but they're heavily in debt.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
And they have to be out by March of 2018 or May of 2018. They have to be out of that debt.
Yeah, I'm hoping they kick out, man.
Yeah, kick out on a quick late two, like yeah. 2 9/10.
Right.
Like Vince McMahon used to say, 2 12s and 13s.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see Toys R Us kick out. I don't want to see them go under. That would definitely be a huge loss to our Fig Life community.
Scott, Mattel Retros on Ringside is officially Series 3.
Yes, it is official, and it's no longer exclusive.
It's no longer exclusive to Walmart. This will be Series 3, so they're cutting it down from 6 figures to 4.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like how it's not exclusive, and I'll tell you why. Because I like having multiple options to find the figures at multiple places. Like, Walmarts around here just aren't the best, and if you really want to go to a decent Walmart around here, you've got to go close to San Jose, which is about 30 miles away.
Yeah.
So I kind of like maybe having them at Target, or if Toys R Us stays open, having them at Toys R Us. I like having that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I don't like having them so where you have to go to Walmart. Like you said, the Walmarts around here are so poorly stocked, and the stocking when they do it is so infrequent. It drives me mad. Every week, how many times do I need to say, I did the usual Walmart, came up empty on the retros? Well, now this is a game changer because I don't need to just go to Walmart. I can go to Target, or if Shan is out and about, it, hey, can you swing by here and just see if they have the new retro series? I love it. I think it's a game changer for us collecting the retros. And I actually hope it opens up exclusives in like tag teams or the ring or other specialty retro lines. That maybe yeah. they'll do, like, Walmart will get tag teams, or Target will get the ring, or Toys R Us will get like a Legends series. I think something like that is now within the realm of possibility, and I'm excited.
You know what'd be cool? Target to get a Hall of Fame series.
Oh, that would be so sick, dude.
To kind of go with their Hall of Fame series right now of elites.
Oh, dude, that's a huge wish list right there. That would be amazing.
Again, just giving Mattel ideas. Here we go.
Yeah. Now watch. They're going to announce in 2 months. Exclusive to Target, the Hall of Fame retros. Very small print on the back of the package. Thank you, Jeff Toon.
Thank you, Fully Posable.
Yeah, right.
So I'm kind of happy that these are no longer exclusive to Walmarts. And also Walmarts around here, it's not the best. There's some scary Walmarts around here.
There are some scary Walmarts around. You're right.
Yeah, I feel much better going to Emeryville Toys R Us
right.
than I do some of the Walmarts around here. So
right.
Yep. So, again, Mattel Retro, that is on Ringside, the AJ, the Dean, the Seth, and Goldberg, is Series 3.
It's official.
It's official, and it's going to be 4 figures.
Yep.
Scott, FTC figures, what you got?
This week, they showed Evilise. They showed her prototype. And I've got to say, I mean, I don't watch Lucha. Unfortunately, I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for that, especially from you. but I went and looked at some pictures of Evilise, and then I looked at the figure. I think they did a great job. It looks really good.
You know what? A lot of people were actually applauding FTC on that prototype. I love the outfit. The outfit looks great. The face is close to Evilise. It's just off a smidge. It's almost there. But if I was grading it, I would give it a passing grade because I think it looks fantastic.
Nice. And you would know because you actually watch Lucha, and so you see right. her way more frequently than I do. But I was just kind of glancing at a picture and glancing at the face on the figure, and I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, I think they did a terrific job. As I said, the faces, it's very good. It's just, it's off just on a something, and I can't put my finger on it right now, but it's right there.
But it still gets a pass.
Oh, absolutely. That just the outfit that they put her in, the body type is perfect. A minus, B plus, definitely. Absolutely, all day.
Nice. Also from FTC, now in stock, they have the Gallows painted variant. They have the Myers, or the Hawkins, wink, wink, variant. They have Mikey Whipwreck and Sammy Callahan. All of those are in stock and ready to purchase. And I've got to say, I really like that Myers variant. I love the Gallows variant, all painted up. And I am a huge fan of that Sammy Callahan figure. I wasn't really into Mikey Whipwreck in ECW. He was more like early ECW. I think he was not really featured when I was really getting into it. I was more of like an RVD guy. But again, in the matches that I've seen Mikey in, and I went and looked at some reference photos, dude, I think they nailed that Mikey Whipwreck figure. Really, really well done.
Oh, yeah, they did. I am going to be getting the Sammy Callahan here shortly. This month is a little tight. We've got Los Angeles at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Going to No Mercy, trying to save up for that.
Got
to
save up for that.
Also, I got Vegas at the end of the month, so...
Nice.
Yeah, trying to save up for that one also.
Yep.
The money's a little tight this month. I may sneak that one in still this month, if not definitely next.
There you go. And one thing to keep an eye on, too, is APW is starting to announce their lineup for the Cow Palace show that's taking place in November. They're going to go back to the Cow Palace, and they're starting to roll out some pretty big names for that. Michael Elgin got announced. Colt Cabana got announced. Rey Mysterio has been announced. So keep your eye on that one, because who knows? Sammy Callahan might get booked for it. And I know I said last week that I was going to be going to Hood Slam last Friday. Well, the couple that we were going to go with, the husband works for PG&E. And due to the heat wave that you mentioned previously that was going on out there in the East Bay, we were on our way out to their place at about 3:30. And he texted me and said that he got held back for work because they were starting to get a ton of reports of outages. So due to that, we were unable to make it to Hood Slam last Friday. Our plans just completely fell through. And he ended up actually working between Friday, Saturday, technically Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He put in about 60 hours.
Damn.
So yeah, he was on call and they definitely called him. He was on use pretty much all 4 days. So I missed out on Hood Slam last week, which means that I missed out on Joey Ryan. But he's pretty much at APW all the time now. So it shouldn't be too hard to come across one of his figures at APW. So you're hunting for Sammy, I'm hunting for Joey.
Joey was actually at Compound Pro Wrestling, Brian Breaker's place that he wrestles at.
Yeah, the day after Hood Slam, you're right.
Exactly. And Joey had his figures there.
Oh, okay, so I'm sure he had him at Hood Slam too.
Yep, probably.
Darn it. Well, I'll catch him at APW for sure.
Mysterio's going to be there. Who? Elgin's going to be there. Cabana. A lot of guys with FTC figures.
Yes, a lot of guys with FTC. And unfortunately, Elgin does not have one on the card.
Right, it's in the bag.
Yeah, it's in the bag. So, I mean, aside from getting like the ring box signed, I don't really know the best way to do that one. But yeah, I'm going to keep my eye on the guys that get booked for that show. It's going to be a big one, man. They're looking to fill that place up.
Scott, we are going back to the Bendy line for Series 2. What you say?
Take that time machine to 88. Let's talk about them.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Scott, Bendy line Series 2. What you got?
Yes. The second series of the Bendems consisted of 1-2-3 Kid, and he was in his red and white attire on this one. Undertaker, and he was featured in his purple attire. British Bulldog. Mabel, and he was in his purple outfit with the black tank top. And there was also an unreleased prototype, or I should say an unreleased figure, that we got a picture of a prototype of Adam Bomb.
Yeah, that Adam Bomb was supposed to come out. It was in the photos.
Yep.
And they ended up not putting it out. I don't know why. Maybe Adam was gone. They killed off the character, whatever it may have been. He left, whatever it could be. But yeah, he ended up not coming out.
I wonder if anybody has that.
Probably.
I would imagine there's at least a couple floating around out there.
There has to be.
Yeah. It's just these don't get the following that the Hasbros do, obviously. So when somebody comes across like a Greg Valentine Rhythm and Blues, you know, that's a big deal. Or somebody comes across the Green Trunks Macho Man, that's a big deal. But somebody comes across the Just Toys Bendem Atom Bomb, and everybody's like, eh, okay. Big deal. Who cares? It's just a Bendem.
Oh, it's just Atom Bomb.
These are so underrated. You go back and look at these, and they were so just kind of cartoony and over the top, and just, I dug the look of them. And yes, most of them had the exact same body type. They were just, you know, different heads, different costumes. But I just love these guys, and I love that they were in scale with the Hasbros. So who cares that you didn't get a Hasbro Diesel? You just throw the Bendem in there. It's the same thing. Well, almost. But still, I love these things, dude. They were just awesome. I still have them sitting in the garage somewhere.
They were cool. They were really cool. British Bulldog was probably my favorite in this, just the look of him.
Agree.
Undertaker was also really good, because I always liked Undertaker in that purple and black look.
Yes.
I always liked that look. And
yes.
I dug this Bendem because he was in that purple and black look.
And this is the series where you realized, okay, scale is right out the window, because 1-2-3 Kid was just as big as British Bulldog.
Exactly.
There was no scale with these. Everybody was like the same body type.
Well, Mabel was a little bit bigger than most.
That's true. They did make Mabel a little bit larger, but 1-2-3 Kid should have been substantially smaller, but he was not. He was the same size as British Bulldog.
It would have been cool to get that Atom Bomb prototype.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe one of these days somebody will come across it, and it might be, I can't see it being worth a ton of money. I mean, it's not like this line has a huge following, at least not that I know of.
I found a few websites where somebody was like, this is the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, really? Did you see some Hasbros, LJNs?
Yeah, apparently they didn't know about Remco, LJN, or Hasbro before this.
Like, really? You're going to go with the Just Toys Bendems? This is one of the greatest lines ever? All right.
To each their own, but I wouldn't go that far at all. But it was a fun line, and I think it's severely underrated by the Fig Life community. I really dig this line.
And even the cards that they put them on was really, really cool.
Yeah, you got the little cartoon drawing on the back. You got a bio card just like the Hasbros. I just love this line. It's just fun.
Scott, done with that series. Now we're just going to end the show with listener segment.
Yeah, let's hear from the listeners.
Scott, we're heading into the listener segment. As you just heard, it's Okada's theme, so that means listener segment.
Yep.
So our first audio question comes from the gentleman over at the PPW podcast. Let's see what they got to say.
Hey guys, this is Steve from the Positively Pro Wrestling podcast, where we keep it positive talking about pro wrestling. Really, really like your show. Discovered you guys a few months back and went through the archives. And even though I'm not a huge figure collector, I do have a few minor collections. And I really appreciate you guys going into such depth, providing news and analysis on these figures and talk about this silly fake sport we love so much. My question is, out of all of your favorite wrestlers, say two or three favorite wrestlers, what is your favorite figure based off of your favorite wrestler? So not necessarily your favorite figure, but your favorite wrestler and his or her best figure. For me, my favorites are Macho Man Randy Savage, and the two best ones have to be the Series 1 Macho Man Hasbro and the Defining Moments WrestleMania 7 Macho King one. My other favorite wrestlers are Shawn Michaels, and for that, his best figure is going to be the Defining Moments WrestleMania 25 intro gear. Then there's Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it's got to be the one that came out recently, yet again, a Defining Moment, the Stone Cold Steve Austin with the three different belts. Now for tag teams, one of my favorite tag teams of all time was the Legion of Doom. And I'm a little disappointed they haven't gotten a proper, at least in my opinion, Mattel figure, either Elite or Defining Moments. But my favorite is always going to be the Legion of Doom Series 1 Jax 2-pack. I don't know what it is about those figures, but I still have those mint on card. And I'm not a mint on card guy, but I've kept those guys mint on card. So what about you? What's your favorite figure based off your favorite wrestler? Thanks, guys. Keep up the awesome work.
Scott, what do you have for the guys over at PPW?
Wow, that's actually a really, really excellent question. I'm going to have to go Shawn Michaels, Ricky Steamboat, man, and Macho Man and Hogan are tied. So I'm just going to rattle these off really quick. Ricky Steamboat, I'm going to go off the cuff a little bit and say that his LJN.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Nostalgia. Just, I mean, really, let's be honest. It's nostalgia. I do have his Mattel Legends signed. But just there's something about that first Ricky Steamboat figure. I always remember getting it. And so I think it just wins out based on that. HBK, my favorite HBK figure is the classic, or the, I'm sorry, the Deluxe Superstars, the one that Ringside put out that had all of his titles with it that I was able to get signed in Atlanta. That is my favorite HBK figure. Favorite Macho Man, gotta go Hasbro Series 1. Favorite Hogan is his defining moment that just captures his 1986-1987 look so well. Regarding his comment on the tag team, I actually think Mattel's done a really, really good job with the LOD figures that they've put out. I wasn't a huge fan of the Battle Pack, where they had the blue shoulder pads. However, the Legends Series 1 LOD, I think is awesome because they do what not a lot of places have done, and they went after that 85-86 NWA/WCW Road Warriors, and not a lot of places have quote-unquote gone there with the Warriors. They typically will go for the WWE run LOD, but I thought Mattel Legends 1 did an awesome job of capturing that NWA Road Warriors look. And I've got to say, the elites that they did of the Road Warriors, Mattel, they're awesome. And it really captures that WWE run LOD. But honestly, I will agree with him that the Classic Superstar Series 1 2-pack of the Legion of Doom is just awesome. I'll never forget getting my hands on them. That was a serious hunt for me, and I do love those figures as well.
You chose some really good figures there, man.
Thank you.
I agree with you about the Road Warriors. Although, I do have to say, in Jack's Classic Series 9? 8 or 9, where they came out with that Hawk?
Yes.
That is such a good figure, man. I love that figure. As a single LOD figure, that's my favorite.
Yeah, but then they didn't give us Animal. They totally pulled an LJN and didn't release the other half of the tag team. And that's just a huge miss, dude. Like, we were fully expecting, and I remember you and I had several conversations about this, we fully expected Jax to release a matching Animal, and it never happened. And I'm baffled as to why we got LOD 2000 Animal like 2 times, but couldn't get that NWA Animal from Jax. Just super frustrating.
Okay, top three favorite wrestlers with figures. So my first favorite wrestler is Bret Hart, and it's that Bret Hart red card from Hasbro with the silver shades, obviously.
Yep.
So that's my favorite figure of all time. Bret Hart's my favorite wrestler of all time, so definitely that one. AJ Styles is definitely second favorite wrestler, I think, of all time.
Okay.
Favorite AJ, I still love the FTC one.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's an awesome figure.
It captured the New Japan AJ.
Yeah.
It's so good. I every time I get it, or every time I look at it, I love the figure. I know a lot of people didn't like the screaming face, and a lot of people didn't like the hair in front of his face, and I look at it a different way. I see it differently. I love that figure. It's my favorite AJ. I think it still beats out Elite 51.
Yeah, that's a close call. That one right there is almost a toss-up for me with the AJ. I do really, really like the Elite 51, but they really nailed what they were going for with that NJPW look for AJ. The scream on the face just gives it so much character. I really dig it.
Then my third favorite figure, it's a toss-up, man. I've always loved Jeff Hardy and Macho. For Macho, a favorite figure for Macho is probably the Hasbro Series 1.
Yep.
And then for Jeff Hardy, it's that Cyber Sunday figure where he had the face paint on.
Yeah. That's an awesome figure.
Terrific figure. Love that figure.
Yep.
So those would be my top three.
Good question.
Yeah, excellent question. Thank you for sending that in. Scott, question 2 of 6 comes from David Myers.
Oh, nice. We're going to be seeing him very soon.
Hey, Jeff and Scott. This is David with an audio question for you. I was really interested to hear on a recent episode that you said you had been recording for an hour and 20 minutes, but that once you finished editing, you thought it would be about an hour. And I'm really interested to know what you edit out. Whenever I listen to the show, I'm really impressed because it's always so tight and compact, but it also seems that you're just talking to each other off the cuff and that you haven't, you know, planned out anything you're going to say. So I'm just wondering what you guys and the editor edit out. Hope you guys are well. Thanks a lot.
Oh, if you only knew what we edited out.
Yeah, it's not suitable. We're a family podcast. That's why it gets edited out.
we're gonna go a little behind the scenes. So what happens is during the week, I compile some notes. And I have a news section notes. and I type in all the news throughout the week, what pops up, what doesn't, what's newsworthy, what isn't. And then I put that in, put in the nostalgia segment underneath. That's basically our talking points. And then from there, Scott and I go a little off the cuff. When it gets to be an hour and 20, there is a ton of stuff that goes on between segments, like Scott's daughter losing money.
Yeah, that literally just happened.
And Scott gets a phone call during the middle of a podcast and we have to pause. Or the editor is texting me saying, hey, the dogs really need to go potty. Can I let them out? So we'll get to the middle break of a segment, and then she lets the dogs out and has to let three dogs go potty and then bring them right back and kind of wrangle them into the room. What else goes on, man? We've had so much. I've had a doorbell ring.
Yeah, dogs barking and we have to pause, and that's like, you know, 5 minutes to quiet that noise.
Yep. And then sometimes there's, even between segments, Scott and I get to BS and we kind of lose track and we're just talking about something. And next thing you know, we're between segments, and between segments has gone on for about 11 minutes.
Yeah. Or if a pay-per-view just happened, we kind of talk about some of the matches or whatever, or we just kind of sit here and look at our phones to pass time between segments, 'cause we need a little bit of a buffer. So we'll just look at our phones. We'll check Twitter.
Respond to fantasy questions.
Yeah, fantasy wrestling, let's be very clear.
Right.
Those are the types of fantasy questions that we're responding to, fantasy wrestling.
There's also been times where we've said some things and we're kind of like, you know what, we wanted to leave that out. It's no point in bringing that into the show. So, I mean, that's the truth. It's behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, and that just, it just, as they say, hits the cutting room floor.
Yep. So that's kind of what I say. Oh, I'm looking at the recorder and it says an hour 20, and then next thing you know, the show is only 55 minutes. Well, there you go. That's all that happens.
Yeah, it's really not super exciting.
Also, between segments, Scott and I kick around ideas for new segments. And that's one of those things that goes into the middle part of the segment being 11 minutes. So
yeah,
it's a lot of stuff like that.
Or one of us might fart and we need to figure out a way to go over the top of that. Once we stop laughing hysterically that one of us farted, then we'll get back into, okay, we left off at such and such, and then we go back into it.
Okay, that has also happened.
Yeah, at least one time.
Thank you, David, for sending that in. We'll see you down in Los Angeles, Dave. Scott, do you remember when a couple of weeks ago we had two Randys send in almost similar emails?
That was so eerie, dude.
I know. My Randy sent in an audio question.
Oh, your Randy wins.
So what does Jeff's Randy have to say?
Hey, Scott and Jeff. This is Jeff's tag team partner, Randy. I was sitting here organizing my collection and watching some TV, and I was thinking, with all the stuff I talked about last time, I thought at some point I'm probably going to start dating again, and was curious at what women are going to think when I tell them about this collection or show them this collection. So I was wondering, both of you guys said that you were collecting when you were dating, and I was wondering, what's the weirdest reaction that a female has had when they came to your house and saw your wrestling figure collection? Like, how did you tell them? Did you kind of ease into it? Did you just throw it out there in the beginning so they knew? And I was wondering, what was the weirdest reaction and the weirdest response? Tag, Jeff, you're it first.
I just got the hot tag from Randy. Okay, so I'll take this one. So I tell him right up front, look, I adore wrestling. This is one of my passions. It's baseball, football, Buffalo Bills, and wrestling. These are my three passions. Here you go. Take it or leave it.
Yes.
Regarding the reactions, it's not really a reaction. Someone has said that it was kind of eerie, like all the figures just seem to be looking at her.
Yes.
That was one. You can tell on the face. I remember I had one girl over and she was looking at all the figures, and you could just tell on her face that it was like, what the hell is this? Like, is this really a thing? you could tell on her face that she was kind of wanted to be mortified, but not. Like, she was like, okay, this guy's kind of cool, but this wrestling thing, this is kind of creepy.
Well, really, and we've said it before, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know, you're very, and like you said, you're very upfront. You know, this is one of my passions. It's, you know, I come along with it. So if you don't like this, adios.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody has their own collections, their own things that they love to do hobby-wise. You know, I'm not going to judge someone for their hobbies, you know, whatever it may be. You know, what if they like to garden? Okay, have fun gardening. I don't care, you know?
Right. Well, we've got a half-brother that stuffs ducks. He does taxidermy with dead ducks that he has shot. And who cares? That's his thing. More power to you. That's awesome. I'm not going to sit there and have a full conversation with him about it, just like he's not going to sit there and have a full conversation with me about which Shawn Michaels figure is my favorite, you know, but I don't judge him for his. He doesn't judge me for mine. And that's how it should be, you know. But as far as like dating, you know, I'm kind of the odd duck because I've basically been involved in two long-term relationships. The first one with my ex-wife, you know, and I met her in 1991. So Hasbros were just kind of like in full force then. And it wasn't a matter of if she accepted it or not. It was like she came over and there were my Hasbros sitting there. That's just what it was. Like I was very honest with her. I was a toy collector and that was just part of my toy collection. Because back then I did collect a lot of different stuff. Hasbros just happened to be one of them. And then as time went on and we ended up getting married, it was just an accepted fact that I had a room with a bunch of shelves in it, and most of those shelves were occupied with wrestling figures, most of them loose. And that's just what it was, and it was just accepted. Well, when we split up and I pretty much jumped right into the relationship with Shannon, I had some loose figures sitting right outside my bedroom door is a computer desk. And on that computer desk, way back in like 2003, I had a bunch of loose Jax figures on there. I don't remember who all. There were some Ruthless Aggression ones on there. It was just a bunch of different ones. Well, when we'd go to bed at night, she'd ask me to shut the door partway so she didn't have to see the figures. Because like you mentioned, that one was weirded out because it was like they were staring at her.
Yep.
Shannon literally said the same thing. She's like, I feel like those wrestlers on the desk are kind of staring at me. But I was lucky because Shannon was a wrestling fan. When we started going out, she dug wrestling. The figures weren't a big deal at all. It was just something that I collected. It wasn't like I was sitting there like, hey, let's play with my wrestling figures. I'll get the ring and you pick out who you want and I'll get who I want. It wasn't anything like that. It was just those. That was my hobby. That was my collection. So she's just accepted it. And I'm lucky enough that now she goes out to Marshall's toy hunting for me. So if you find the right one, it could really be beneficial because then, you know, toy spotting takes on a whole new level of fun. You know, if you're at work and she's got a day off, hey, babe, would you mind running down to so-and-so and see if they've got this figure? It ends up being really, really cool. So good luck to you, man. I hope you find one that embraces your hobby and just starts getting into it with you. That would be awesome.
Between my divorce and the time I started dating the editor, there were numerous girls that did happen to see the collection. And it was interesting getting everyone's kind of reaction to it because it is overwhelming, that back room.
Yes, it is. It is.
And so it was kind of, there were a few that were like, okay, you know, they didn't pay any attention to it. And then there were some that were, you know, like I mentioned, were just kind of like, okay, all right, I've got to take this in a little bit and kind of see how this goes.
Which I don't understand. It's not like you have a collection of dead bodies hanging in your back room.
Correct.
It's action figures. I mean, really, let's be real. Is it that big of a deal that that's a passion of yours? I definitely don't think so. It's no different than these people that collect, you know, like Precious Moments, you know, or whatever kind of statues or, you know, pictures. Who cares, whatever it is, just to each their own. And if you get judged for it, adios.
Yeah, if you're not doing damage to yourself physically, mentally, you know.
Or others, for that matter.
Yeah, if you're not damaging yourself, have fun. Go. If you like gardening, go garden. If you enjoy, like you say, collecting precious moments, have fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's a passion of yours. Go for it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Exactly.
Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough, like Michael Jackson said.
And you're like, well, maybe if you don't like my collection of action figures in this room, maybe you'd like my collection of dead bodies in the freezer in the garage. Would you like to see those?
That's for a whole different podcast. Anyways.
Yes, it is. That's the crime one.
So, Randy, I hope you find the one that will be accepting. I mean, there's going to be the ones that are so free-spirited, just like, I don't care. Have fun, you know?
Yes.
If you, you know, hey, when we go to Walmart, you know, you can go to check your wrestling figures. I'm going to go grab sewing stuff. Maybe the person's into sewing, you know, whatever it may be.
Yep.
So.
More power to you. Good luck, Randy.
All right, Randy. Tag, you're in it for another audio question. Scott, question number 4 comes from a gentleman named Frankie M. Frankie, let's hear what you got to say.
What's up, Jeff? What's up, Scott? Frankie here. You can follow me on Twitter at FrankieM_10. Just thought I'd pop in with a few questions for you guys. All pretty similar, just but kind of the same question, just a little different. All right, so like you guys, I'm a big fan of the Figures Toy Company lines that they got coming out. A big thank you to Chris for those. Can't thank Chris enough for bringing us those figures. So let's get right to it. The first question I have is, out of all the figures that Figures Toy Company has released, which one do you like the most and why? The second question, like I said, is just about the same. Out of all the figures that have been announced but have yet to be released, which ones are you guys most excited about and why? And finally, the last question is, what other figures would you like to see Figures Toy Company make? Who would you like to see in their lines that they got coming out? You know, I know for me, I got quite a few in the Legends line. I'd love to see a Canyon or a Saturn. I'd love to see a Kevin Green and Steve McMichael from their tag team match. I believe it was Great American Bash 96. I thought that was pretty cool. We've only gotten one Steve McMichael from in the Toys Biz line. I thought those would be some unique figures to have. Cody Hall would be cool addition. Anyways, just let me know what you guys would want, what you guys think, and keep up the good work. I love the podcast. Listen to it every Monday at work. I download it Sunday night. Helps me through my Mondays, so keep it up, guys, and thank you.
Scott, what you got for Frankie?
Excellent question. I love when we get the listener questions, and they pertain to FTC. Totally love that. I would say we've already discussed one of my favorite figures from the FTC line. That's AJ Styles. The reason I like it so much is I feel that they captured exactly what they were going for. And Chris made that perfectly clear, that they were capturing his NJPW look. And I thought that they did it with the hair, the outfit, the jacket, especially the expression on the face. I thought that just it gave it so much character. I dig that AJ so much, both the blue and the silver versions. Another one that I'm a huge fan of is the Jay Lethal figure. I think that one is awesome. They definitely capture Jay Lethal. The hair looks great. The jacket is amazing. Great job on Jay Lethal. So I would say that those are my two favorite FTC figures so far. Without a doubt, the two that I'm looking forward to the most, War Machine. I think from the proto images, they just absolutely 100% knocked them out of the park. I cannot wait till those come out and I can order them and get them in hand. Future releases... You know, it's funny, we're coming off of the Mae Young tournament. I tweeted out the other day that I'm already wanting a Toni Storm Elite figure. Well, given that as far as I know, she's not under WWE contract yet, I think it would be awesome if FTC tackled a Toni Storm figure with her outfit, the little hat that she's got going on, the jacket. She's almost like a Shawn Michaels / Dolph Ziggler look. I think they would just knock it out of the park. They could really capture her look. Also, of course, Ricochet, duh. We always want a Ricochet figure. Another one I think would be awesome would be Cody Rhodes. If they could somehow score the license to do a Cody Rhodes figure, I would love to see if they captured AJ and his NJPW look, I would love to see them do Cody Rhodes from the LA show. I think that they would be able to do a great job with his outfit, and there's kind of my wish list for FTC.
Good call, dude. Favorite figures that have already come out, my favorite, hands down, is Tama Tonga.
Oh, that one's so good.
Along with Delirious and AJ. Those are... Tama Tonga, I think, is my favorite as of right now. I don't want to leave out Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie is excellent also.
Yeah, Tama Tonga was an oversight on my part, too. That is an amazing figure.
Yeah, even special guest Sean came over for our fantasy football draft. By the way, I'm in 4 leagues. I've got to stop this.
You might have a problem, just saying.
I do, every football season. Even special guest Sean came over and he looked at it. He's like, wow. That is excellent.
Yeah, killer figure.
I don't want to leave out the Blue Meanie figure also. I think that one is excellent. Figures that I'm looking forward to, obviously Chris Hero.
Without a doubt. Definitely Chris Hero, dude.
Without a doubt. I'm looking forward to the Colt Cabana. I do want to see the protos on that. What other ones am I leaving out that I'm looking forward to? I'm missing somebody. I know I am. I have to get the card in front of me. But there's quite a few that I'm looking forward to, but most particularly the Chris Hero and the Colt Cabana.
ACH, too.
And ACH, yes, absolutely. Ones that I would hope they sign, I'm actually becoming a bigger fan of Keith Lee, which is funny because one of our listeners, Aaron Quinn, messaged us a while back and said, I would love a Keith Lee figure. And I think it was a question for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too familiar with who Keith Lee was at the time. But then all of a sudden, like, Keith Lee started, like, surrounding my life, dude. Like, everywhere I turned on the internet, it was like, Keith Lee this. And I started watching a lot of his matches. I was like, man, that guy can go.
Yeah, for a big dude, that guy can definitely go. And he's all over the PWG scene, too, so that's a good thing.
And then, if, like you said, of course, Ricochet, Will Ospreay. But ultimately, I'm hoping one day they can somehow score that New Japan deal.
Yes.
But like Marty DeRosa said, you need a big player in that to put that out to mass production.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we don't know if FTC has the production to put that out to mass production, to put that out in Walmart, to put that out in Target. I just don't know if they have the manpower to do that.
Well, whatever they put out would definitely sell.
Right, exactly. I mean, there are people all over the United States that are just clamoring for an Okada figure.
Yes.
Something other than that statue that only came out with him and Nakamura.
Right.
People are clamoring for a Naito figure. People are clamoring for Kushida. You know, all these guys from New Japan, Tanahashi, everybody's clamoring for these. But we can't get them right now. We got the Kenny Omega.
Yes.
We're going to get the variant here shortly. But there's about three other players in New Japan that we're also kind of waiting on figures for.
Yes. Yeah, we have the Young Bucks too. So we're kind of inching into NJPW, but minus quite a few guys that we would love to have.
Great question, Frankie. Thank you for sending that in. I'm glad we were able to talk about Figures Toy Company. And again, thank you, Chris, for bringing that to us.
Absolutely.
Scott, question 5. Guess who sent in another question?
Brandon. Haha, just kidding. He hasn't even sent in one. And there's my call out for the week.
What did he say? He was delaying it like Emma was delayed?
Yes. We're going to get a live one in LA. Watch.
Well played, Brandon. No, it's not Brandon. It is good old Brian Breaker. Brian Breaker, ODR on Twitter. What has Brian got to say?
Hey, guys. This is Brian Breaker again. Got another audio question for you. So this is kind of a two-part question. First of all, what is a franchise today or in the past that never had a toy line that you always wish they did? And number two, another franchise, kind of in the same vein, that had a toy line, but it didn't last very long and you really wish they had made more figures. That is my question. Hope you guys keep up the good work. I know you will. I know the podcast will be good, and I can't wait to listen each and every Sunday. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Breaker, for sending that in. Scott, what you got for Breaker? You were nodding your head as you were listening to that question.
Yeah, I love that question. Thank you, Breaker, for sending it and not going heel on us this time. That was that was awesome. I'm going to say right off the bat, and it jumped into my head immediately when I heard his question, the one federation that never got figures that I wish would have, UWF. Not Herb Abrams UWF. I'm talking the Universal Wrestling Federation that had Dr. Death, Ted DiBiase, Hacksaw Duggan, the Freebirds, Terry Taylor, Sting, Rick Steiner, Angel of Death, One Man Gang. They had such a stacked roster and was a who's who of late 80s wrestling, but they had it in like 86. They had so many different guys that they could make, and they just never got a line. And I think it would just be awesome if somehow, some way in the future, somebody is able to make a throwback to the UWF line, black card, the red UWF logo at the top, and give us a Dr. Death, give us a Ted DiBiase, give us a Jim Duggan, give us a Sting, give us even an Eddie Gilbert or Rick Steiner. They had so many names. The Sheepherders before they were the Bushwhackers, just stacked roster of guys that would be well known in the late 80s that weren't as well known in the mid 80s, like 85, 86, I would love to have a UWF line of figures. Absolutely.
Damn, dude, you answered that with authority.
Well, as soon as I heard the question, dude, I knew it had to be UWF. If you missed out on UWF, basically it was like Mid-South towards the end of Mid-South, and they weren't called Mid-South anymore. They became UWF, which you can actually see on that Mid-South DVD that WWE put out. But the product was so good. It was must-watch wrestling on late Saturday nights, and I think Channel 36 in our area had it. Not everybody got it, but it was so good. It was only an hour of programming, but they managed to fit in like 75% of their roster on every show, and it was just awesome. And they had such a huge roster and a talent base of guys that would go on to do bigger and better things, but they were kind of honing their craft in UWF. And like I said, dude, Ted DiBiase, before he was the Million Dollar Man, was in UWF, and he was awesome one-man gang, Dr. Death, just a huge roster of guys. I would love to see a line based on those. Even if Remco could have grabbed those guys, that would have been amazing.
Excellent answer, dude. Now, what about for the second part?
Right. I wish Remco's would have gone on longer. They couldn't have gone on too much longer because I think that line ended in like 87, maybe 88, and AWA was dead by like 91. But with the combination of AWA and the USWA, they could have made like a Jerry the King Lawler, the Von Erich family. They could have had a bunch of different people, Chris Adams, Gino Hernandez, you know, being that those two federations kind of matched up and went together, world class, maybe, I guess it was world class, USWA and AWA. Think of the names we could have gotten. You know, we would have had a Dingo Warrior before we had an Ultimate Warrior. You know, if Remco could have hung on and maybe grabbed onto that USWA and world class license to do in combination with the AWA guys, they could have done the Nasty Boys before we even had WWE Nasty Boys. We could have had a Vader figure while he was Leon White. You know, there are just so many names that they could have done that. While AWA did have a license, I wish it would have lasted longer with Remco and they could have taken on, you know, the Von Erichs and the Lawlers and the Gino Hernandezes and the Chris Adams. They could have had a huge line of those guys.
For me, obviously, and I just kind of answered this last question with Frankie, but New Japan, like right now, I want New Japan figures.
Yes.
It's fresh in my head. I watch it every Friday. I've got New Japan World. I just love New Japan and I wish we got figures. But if we're going back, how about NWA?
Yeah, just a huge miss. They got into the game way too late with the Galoobs. By that point, Hasbro was dominating. There was no competing with that. And I don't think that their roster really was deep enough to be able to compete with that. But if Galoob comes into formation in like the mid to late 80s, oh, dude, they're cleaning up.
Yeah, you're putting out Rock and Roll Express, Midnight Express, Magnum TA, Nikita. You're just putting out a slew of guys that, oh, man, if we could have just had figures. And that actually ties into, you know, which one didn't go long enough. I felt the Galoobs didn't go long enough. We only got one series out here.
Yeah. Yeah. In the US, we only did get the one series. And then the UK, obviously, they got the second series and then that Freebirds box set. I would have loved it if Galoobs could have gone a few extra. But really, the roster was thin, dude. From like, I think Galoobs were like 90, 91, somewhere in there. And they only went, I guess, in the UK until about 92, 93. But
right.
Man, they just missed out on the Hogan wave, didn't they?
They just did. And then OSFTM swooped in.
Yeah. And as we all know and love OSFTM, they were always the little engine that could, almost. And they put out some decent products, but with what we got from Galoob, I would have loved to see Galoob continue that license. Think of the NWO figures we could have got from them. With as good as their line was, I think their NWO figures would have been amazing.
Oh, I know. Just a smaller version of LJN.
Yes.
Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Hogan. Oh, man. Crosting. Oh, that would have been so awesome.
And the best part is if Galoob had continued with those, they would have been in scale with the Hasbros. So think of the wars you could have had. That would have been amazing.
Oh, what could have been, Scott?
What could have been? Thanks, Breaker. Appreciate that question.
Well, thanks for bringing down the podcast, dude.
Right. Come on now.
No, of course not. We love Breaker over here.
Will you stop? I'll have you taken out of here.
By the way, have you gotten your hands on some loose women?
As of yet, no.
Oh, by the way, they used another drop of yours on their show.
Oh, they did?
Yes. When your mouth goes shut, my zipper goes up or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
They used that one, dude.
Oh, my gosh. I got to hear it.
They played it on last week's show, dude. It was so funny. And it's funny, too, because they always save it for the last clip.
Oh,
they
no.
always save it for the last clip, and then they cut into their show, and you can just hear them laughing. Check it out, breakerandrain.com, and use their Amazon link to kick money back to their show. Scott, our last audio question comes from Travis.
Hey guys, it's Travis. I'm out doing some toy spotting, so I thought I'd drop you a quick line. I was watching the network this weekend and it finally hit me. I found a wrestler that has all three initials, W, F, and P. It was crazy. The clouds parted, the angels sang, and the light came down. Like I was, it was just holy crap. And oddly enough, W, F, and P are in that order. I'll give you a little hint. He's a WrestleMania contender, and a WWE Hall of Famer. All right, here we go. The wrestler is W for William, F as in the fridge, and P for Perry. William the Fridge Perry, WrestleMania Battle Royal contender and Hall of Famer. What do you guys think? Is this great? Did I jump the shark? Honestly, I don't remember if this has been brought up. When I listen through everything, it's kind of a blur in places. So if this has been brought up, I apologize. If not, what do you guys think? Anyways, have a good show. I look forward to hearing what you think. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So I did use William Refrigerator Perry on the show one time for the WF&P. I never thought about using fridge for short. I always kept saying William Refrigerator, R-E, Refrigerator.
Well, because he was called William Refrigerator Perry, but his nickname was The Fridge.
The Fridge. So technically that does fit into the WFP.
It totally does. And that only took 86 episodes.
I forgot we even did the WFP thing.
Yeah, you put that one to bed quite a while ago, but I think now that Travis has found the WFP, I think we can comfortably now put that one to bed. That puts the nice little bow on your WFP segment, and I think it's perfect.
Perfect.
Nice find, Travis. That's awesome.
Way to go, man.
Jeff, your favorite William Refrigerator Perry action figure?
Oh, it has to be the G.I. Joe.
Agree. Yep. He came with a like a mallet or something that was like a big football. It was clearly supposed to be metal because it was like a silver plastic, and it had a giant football on the end and like a chain connecting it. That was awesome. Killer figure, dude.
He also had a starting lineup.
Yes, he did.
And I think that's it.
That's totally it.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering. I was like, I don't think they made a Jax Classic.
No, I was actually just more getting your impression on a starting lineup versus G.I. Joe. But you went G.I. Joe. I'm impressed.
Yeah, the G.I. Joe was the best, hands down.
Loved it. Loved it.
So, Scott, I am catching heat for taking down my WrestleMania 7 Warrior.
Oh, good. I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to.
I knew you were going to. I could see it just tattooed on your forehead, dude.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people are upset that I took down the WrestleMania 7 Warrior.
Upset is such a light word. livid, furious even would be a little bit more appropriate.
So the mantle is littered with bobbleheads, and I can't take down the bobbleheads because one of them is Chewbacca standing on a San Francisco Giants batting helmet.
And?
I love that bobblehead. I can't take that one down. Then there's some others that are commemorating the Giants 2014 World Series win. I can't take those down.
Can I just tell you that you're not catching anybody's sympathy right now at all? Zero? You're not making a case for yourself.
I know. But that, you know, as I said earlier in the show, my three passions are the Bills, baseball and wrestling. Well, the whole mantle is littered with about 90% wrestling, 5% baseball, 3% miscellaneous, and 2% the editor stuff. So I couldn't take down anything else. I wasn't going to take down Macho Man WrestleMania 7. I wasn't going to take down anything else. So WrestleMania 7, which actually isn't even my favorite Warrior figure, had to come down.
You do know that Ultimate Warrior kicked out of like 7 elbow drops at WrestleMania 7, right?
Yeah, thanks for no-selling that. Could you imagine the amount of points that you would get for Macho Man?
Oh my gosh. Dude.
Five or seven elbow drops?
I want to say it was 7.
Oh my God, that's a lot of fantasy points right there.
Yes, it is. That's a lot of finishers being thrown down.
And plus, I have another Warrior up there. It's the prototype that I received. So I had to take it down.
No, you completely did not make a case for yourself. There's not one person sympathizing with you right now, and you're still going to catch heat on Twitter.
Did I just dig myself even deeper?
I think you did.
Oh, whoops.
You certainly didn't dig yourself out.
I don't have anywhere else to put it.
Completely unacceptable. Maybe the editor will fall on her sword and remove her 2% worth of items up on the mantle so that you can put your Warrior back up.
I don't think so. She's just happy with that 2%.
Dude, it's Ultimate Warrior's defining moment from WrestleMania 7. It needs to go back on the mantle.
It's not even my favorite Warrior.
That's not the point. It matches up with the Macho Man.
All right, then the Galoobs have to go.
No, no, no. Wrong direction, dude.
No.
No.
I'm not taking down Bonds and Mays. I'm not taking down the World Series Giants stuff.
You should.
I can't, man.
You should.
That's our last World Series. I gotta have that up there. Something commemorating it. Then the Galoobs have to go. Actually, you know what? I'll see if I can move some stuff around. I think I might have found... I don't need the Finn Balor from Elite 46 up there.
No.
Where it shows off the back piece. I can move that.
Yeah, put that in the back room.
I don't even know if I have room in the back room. I'm running out of room back there.
Here we go. It might be time to add on to the house, dude.
Is there anything you want to express feelings on?
I want to say that I really had fun watching the Mae Young tournament. I completely 100% disagree with the left side of the bracket. And I don't want to go into spoilers just in case people haven't watched it all the way through yet.
Thank you.
I will say that I 100% disagree with the left side of the bracket, and I'm okay with the right side of the bracket. But overall, I think the ladies just killed it. A lot of talented women out there that were given a chance to shine in the tournament. And I've got to say, Toni Storm, wow.
She's good. She is good.
I'm impressed, dude. Candice LeRae absolutely killed it. Abby Laith, super impressed. Piper Niven, super impressed. Connie Sane. I think maybe I was listening to the hype train a little bit too much on her, and I wasn't as impressed as a lot of people were, but she's really, really good. I put out my wish list on Twitter the other night for the five ladies that I would like to see get signed, and I'm going to have to push it to six because Toni Storm was a huge oversight on my part. I would love to see Toni Storm get a WWE contract in addition to Tessa Blanchard, who her match against Connie Sane, just amazing. Tessa Blanchard has it. She has it. She is a star, dude. Tessa Blanchard is going to make a killing in the business, dude. She is so good. Candice LeRae, would love to see her under contract. Piper Niven, Dakota Kai, and Toni Storm. And we'll see about Connie Sane. I forget how you pronounce her name, but she's pretty good.
Yeah, I was actually really impressed. Loved watching it. I watched the first three episodes. I didn't get to the fourth over the weekend. I was really impressed. Really impressed by what they did. Those girls just killed it. Can't say enough good things about it. I hate to sound like a... The mark button's missing. Uh-oh.
Oh, dude.
Where did it go? All right. Here we go. Found it.
The rustling of papers.
Where is it?
Glass I sound, breaking.
I sound like Rush Limbaugh. No, but I hate to sound like a...
Mark.
But the first three episodes, I was blown away. Those girls killed it. Great job. Never once did I regret watching any of the matches. Just good from beginning to episode three from what I saw. And then I'm going to continue watching it this weekend while I edit.
Yeah, it's eight episodes so far. Of course, the last match is going to happen this next Tuesday, I believe. I don't know if it's going to happen before or after SmackDown, but I am really, really looking forward to it. I want to see who they put that that title on of Best Woman Wrestler.
I have nothing. I'm watching Raw, and I'm sitting here going, oh, man, Seth and Dean don't have a match. Now you got me wrapped up in this fantasy thing, dude.
It's so much fun, dude, and it only escalates from here. Like, you start out kind of watching points, and then as the season goes on, you're, like, frantically hoping that, like, your guy hits 16 finishers in a match just so you can catch up to the team ahead of you. It's so much fun, dude. It's a blast.
Now that football season's back, I don't know what to do.
You watch more wrestling.
You know me. I watch too much football.
I will say this. All of the wrestlers would stand for the anthem.
Let's avoid that topic. Before we sign off, I do want to get one plug in. It's for our buddy Ryan Buds. He did a toy trivia, and he did this with a gentleman named Dan Polydoros, who is a custom toy maker over at Death by Toys. He's Death by Toys on IG, Instagram. And it was on episode 58, and they scoured and did a bunch of different toy lines. Dude, it was such a nostalgia-filled episode, and I loved every bit of it.
Nice.
Dude, it was so much fun to listen to. I think I got some of the wrestling questions. I think there was one wrestling question, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember back. I listened to it on Saturday. But anyways, I listened to it, and it was just so much fun. And I wanted to plug it because it's just a fun listen. It's a quick hour that goes by like nothing. So, and also, if you message Ryan Buds on Twitter, he will send you some coloring pages. And you want these coloring pages.
Of course you do. Who doesn't like to color?
Yeah, exactly. There's some Road Warriors. Actually, you know what? I want to say a couple people have already received their coloring pages.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. So there's some Road Warriors. There's a Coco Beware. I believe there was some Bushwhackers. Go in and say, hey, Ryan, I heard you on the Fully Posable show, and he's going to send you some coloring pages.
Yeah, because you know what doesn't suck?
What's that?
Watching some late 80s WWE on the network and coloring.
Dude, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I want to color Legion of Doom while I watch them beat up the Nasty Boys at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to plug Ryan's show, and you can find Ryan at Ryan Buds on Twitter. Just an awesome guy. Love that episode. Go and download it. He also did a wrestling trivia, which we plugged a couple shows ago. But this one with the toys, dude, it was just so much fun.
And let's not forget about Pollyanna. He has a doink pin.
Yeah, that doink pin is sick.
And you can find his doink pin either at his storefront, which you can follow him on Twitter, at Pollyanna DIY. You can go to a storefront, purchase that doink pin, or it's part of the latest WrestleCrate. So get your hands on it. We've got ours, and it is awesome. A great addition to the Hasbro pins he's done so far.
And also, I want to thank everyone who's ever bought the Fig Life t-shirt, a pin, any shirt from What a Maneuver because of you guys. And we say this every show that it goes right back into the show. We were able to buy a recorder for interviews when we are out and about. We're not going to obviously be like one of those
Mark
that runs up to the wrestler and is like, here, answer this question. We're not going to do that. That's not us. But this isn't going to just be a fun little thing. We'll be out and about and we see a guy that collects wrestling figures and we'd be able to talk to him for about 5 minutes. Or if we're down in Los Angeles, like at the end of the month, we can just talk to some fans and ask them some questions and kind of BS in the room. So everyone, thank you so much for every shirt, every pin, any way you have supported the show. We now have that recorder and we thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
And again, you can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Opposable, Instagram, Fully Opposable WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyopposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes like Sue666. Six, more sixes.
Be like Sue666.
Yeah. And you can send us any audio questions like the PPW guys did. David, Randy, Frankie, Breaker, Travis. Did I just name off a boy band?
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. No, I did.
Like they did tonight. And you can send that to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Again, this show is dedicated to Sam. Zach, thank you again for sending that in. Or sending over those figures that truly meant a lot to Scott and I. Those figures are going to be displayed well in the back room. Thank you again.
Thank you, Zach.
Scott, for episode 86, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
#FigLife. Adios.